This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Circular Economy Month aims to increase awareness about an economy that promotes the development of new, responsible, and sustainable ways for products and materials to be maintained, reused, remanufactured, and recycled. Environment Minister Bernard Davis says this would mean less waste heading to landfills.
That TV that you bought at the store, when it's end of its useful life, that doesn't mean it's end of its useful life means a landfill. It means that parts of that can be reused and live on in other equipment, other televisions, or other pieces of electronics that would need to be used before. So that's sort of what, in basic terms, what the circular economy is. Keeps the economy going and reusing the things that were made once and remade again.
Davis says the Multi-Material Stewardship Board is doing a great job with landfills, but there are other opportunities being looked at.
You know, we're in the process of looking at printed and packaged materials, what they call PPP, which is an opportunity for, you know, to do further recycling and ability for people to divert more and more out of landfills.
The MMSB Facebook page has information about waste and recycling. Winners of the Greater Corderbrook Board of Trade Small Business Awards will be announced at a gala at the Glen Mill Inn this evening. President Ray Brake says over 90 people have registered for the event. He says 10 businesses will be recognized through the awards.
A number of categories of awards that small businesses can be nominated for, and then the top three nominated businesses in each category are eligible to win an award at the gala.
Brake says small businesses are the lifeline of many rural communities.
They represent the lifeblood of the community from an economic perspective. It's comprised of businesses that are, you know, you have an owner-operator to maybe a couple of staff. Despite the economic challenges that they face, they have entrepreneurs and business owners that have a belief in themselves.
Brake says every dollar spent at local businesses stay in the area longer.
In each community, dollars spent at a local business, I believe, circulates, I forget the exact stat or metric, but it circulates like up to four times more within the community. And the more dollars we can keep in the community circulating from small business to small business, the better overall effect it has for the community at large.
For more information, check out the Greater Corderbrook Board of Trade webpage and Facebook. A Clarenville police dog was instrumental in catching a vehicle thief on Saturday. Sarah Thompson has the details.
RCMP Police Service dog Marlo apprehended 42-year-old Dylan Ryan after fleeing on foot from a stolen vehicle in Lethbridge. Shortly after 10:30 a.m., RCMP were on patrol after receiving information about the possible sighting of a stolen commercial cube van. The vehicle was stolen from St. John's on October 5th and reported to the RNC. It was located at a gas station in Lethbridge. The driver, Dylan Ryan, was approached in the parking lot and was informed of his arrest. He fled into a wooded area. Officers learned that he had stolen some merchandise from the gas station prior to fleeing from police. A short while later, Ryan was observed near Lethbridge RV Park and again fled from police. RCMP Police Services dog Marlo and her handler attended the area, tracked the suspect, and located him hidden in a wooden area. Ryan was taken into custody without further incident. For BFM News, I'm Sarah Thompson.
The Department of Transportation and Infrastructure has switched into winter mode, which involves the process of hiring and recalling more than 400 seasonal heavy equipment operators, management, and staff. Annual inspections, plow installation, and spreader calibrations are currently being carried out by departmental mechanics who are preparing the fleet of 463 snow plows and loaders for winter operations. Additionally, winter salt and sand has been purchased at a cost of $38 million and distributed to all 67 depots throughout the province. That's BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ.